One of the things about fine dining and eating out is I find these incredibly dainty but intensely flavoursome micro herbs, and they've become really a la mode, or in fashion if you want, recently in the past couple of years in cooking. And I'm standing here in a polytunnel in the rain, actually, with Gary Jones, the head chef at Le Manoir. You're not the head chef. I've just demoted you there. The executive. What's your actual title?
Executive head chef.
The executive head chef. I'm sorry. With the micro herbs, these are amazing. Tell me. There's so many different varieties here. Tell me what we've got. I mean, you're stroking these lovely sort of moss-like. Green shoots with your hands, like a sort of carpet. They're very tactile, aren't they? What are those?
That's watercress. And again, you know, there's nobody that doesn't enjoy watercress, but if you can take something that small, absolutely tiny, and it's a great flavour. It really is fabulous flavour. Great texture, great flavour, very, very fresh. But we're making watercress on a small scale. We do also grow in our valley there. We have some other larger watercress as well. So again, you're getting different types of flavour. The one in the valley there is more peppery, more intense.
It's a very intense flavour. And I think what's interesting about it is it's the texture is kind of dainty in your mouth as well. So you've got the flavour, but it doesn't feel like you're chewing a great sort of like Daisy the cow, chewing a great load of salad.
Exactly that. So it's just it's refined, basically. It's nice. And again, we're all chopping parsley up. Why not leave it whole and keep it like this? And as you bite into it, you're going to get those flavours are released, which is great.
These are sort of like little mini... Are these special seeds, Gary? Or do you just sow normal seeds and then cut them young? What's the secret to getting these then?
Good seed is the, you know, making sure you've got a good organic seed to begin with.
Sorry, I'm stopped in my tracks here. That is a little bit of parsley, but that's so intense. That's like super duper parsley.
It is indeed, but you know that, and that's why you were growing them. That flavour is great. Now you've got to be careful because they can be misused as well. And used on everything. You've got to find a specific dish that's going to suit that one.
Coriander.
The coriander is a real burst as well.
I could see that coriander is actually really intense, and you could knock another flavour clean off the plate with that, couldn't you?
Exactly. So if you are using coriander to this intensity, if you put more than one or two, forget about it. You've got to have a burst of flavour, and that's what's great about it. You don't need to chop, slice. And sometimes when you chop coriander, it goes black on you. We just put a full one on at the end. And provided we're using one or two... it's a great little finish.
So can we do this at home, Gary? Is this something we can do at home, or are these special seeds that just grow as sort of like little dwarf seeds, or how do they? Or is that something the gardener takes care of?
As long as you've got a window ledge at home, you can do this. Anybody can do this. Everybody out there can do this. You can get the kids involved in it, and it may be you might want to grow rocket lettuce, or you might want to grow chervil, or something that you can put in your own salads at home. What flavours do you like personally? Find out what that is, ask yourself that question, and buy some seeds and put them on your window ledge, and you're going to have fresh salad. So when you want to when it's time to eat, you're cutting it from your window box, which is fantastic.
So what different varieties have we got here? Can you point some of these out to me, because I can see we've got coriander,
we've got a red cabbage there, we've got parsley, rocket, there's some dill, fennel.
Which is the dill? I was going to say it looks like dill. I mean, dill is a relation. Is it a relation to carrot? I believe is it. Sure. Certainly, the leaves look very similar, don't they? I mean, there's something that you when you plant together, you look out for. This is the dill.
There's a sweetness to that, which is fantastic.
Whoa. You see, I would normally let everything grow much bigger on the basis that I feel most unkind when I'm finishing its poor little life early on. I think there's a little bit of guilt there, wanting it to sort of grow up, as it were. But these are purposefully grown. Incredibly small. I'm thinking how tall they are here. They're probably not more than 2 inches tall, most of these. And what's the, this is
taste
the...
that and think of cabbage, red cabbage.
What, red cabbage?
Just crunch the leaf, the moisture, the stem. Just crunch the stem. Now you're going to get an immediate brassica hit.
Yeah, I can taste the brassica immediately. Yeah. But
moisture, texture, all of those things, which is, you know, it's lovely.
There's a greenness to it. You can taste the green, can't you?
It's healthy, it's nutritious, it's all of those things. But you can't overuse them. You must make sure that you are using them for a specific dish.
So give me an example of where, if we were going to plant, say, for example, a tray of this green cabbage, and we're going to pick it incredibly small. Give me an example of how perhaps a housewife would use that in a dish at home.
We do a suckling pig dish, where we would cook the cabbage as normal with a tiny bit of butter that we'd put below the pig. And once we've carved the pig and seasoned it, and there's an apple puree on there, there's a sweet onion puree on there, homemade black pudding, the pigs that you saw before, mm-hmm. we've cooked the belly, the shoulder, the loin, mm-hmm. The black pudding, and then we would put some of the
scatter
the red cabbage.
So for me at home, I can make a Sunday roast, maybe do a roast belly of pork or something that's you know, that's quite rich. Cook my cabbage as per usual, I actually steam my cabbage, and just before I serve that with perhaps some nice creamy mashed potato on the side, I would then cut that and scatter that over the cooked cabbage that would intensify the flavour in my own kitchen.
Yeah, exactly that, just to do it as simply as that, you know. It could be used as within your mixed salads as well, you know, great texture, great flavour, you know, that's why we grow them.
Gary, that's brilliant advice. And I think my children and I are absolutely going to plant some of these seed trays, because they are phenomenally tasty. Thank you very, very much.
Pleasure.